Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered if it's possible to have something much greater in your life than what you currently have, to live in a more alive way, a more authentic way that gives you more vitality, passion, and enthusiasm? Growing into being more than you ever thought possible. Have you ever wondered if maybe the climate of thought existing in the Western culture that we live in today is affecting the way all of us feel? Today's guest, Allison Kay, believes that it is. Allison is a U.S. citizen who spent a decade immersed in Eastern Asian culture. When she returned to the U.S. and reinserted herself in Western culture, she acutely felt the negative shift we have undergone, the huge change in the concerns of what the everyday person is worried about and the fears that encumber all of us. Wanting to bring about a positive change in America, a country whose ideals she strongly believes in and has worked in the politics of, Allison has written the book, What If There's Nothing Wrong? Her book takes us through a process of deconditioning our minds from the feeling of being in control so that our higher consciousness can step forward. It is frequently said that Allison Kay, PhD, has crammed a lot of living in her 40 years. She is an experienced natural healer using energy medicine with 20-plus years in the Human Potential Movement, Buddhist meditation community, and many other humanity, political, and spiritually-based communities. She is a holistic life coach, an India-trained YA yoga and meditation teacher, speaker, and trainer at various workshops and global events. The unique blend of credentials, use of multiple modalities, and the wealth of experience she acquired during her 10 years living and studying in Asia makes her perspective and manner of working with people around the world incredibly powerful. She also hosts her ever-insightful radio show, Create Your Best Life Ever, What Else is Possible, on the 7th Wave channel at World Talk Radio. Well, Allison is here today to educate, inspire, and uplift us. She will also be giving free on-air energy healings. If you would like to experience a personal healing with Allison, you can call 424-220-1801 between now and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. But Allison will be doing group healings for all listeners. So if you don't get a chance to call in, don't worry. You will still be part of the healing. So let me bring Allison on and introduce you so we can get started. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Randy. What a beautiful intro. Thank you. You really have a grasp for my work. Thank you.
Thank you. I try to get a really good feel, you know, for my guests, so I can represent them as well as possible.
Thank you.
You know, the title of your book is "What If There's Nothing Wrong?" That's a very curious title. Can you explain it?
Long version or short version?
Well, I mean, we have a lot to cover, so maybe the short version.
Okay. So in my 23 years of being a meditator and 22 years of teaching meditation, it's the mind's conclusion that there's something wrong. So if I conclude that the skin reaction is something that is bad and I need to make it go away because it's a sign of ill health, then that's going to cause me to work with it and treat it differently than if I look at it as a whole system, my skin being my biggest tool for detoxing in my body and the biggest organ, and my skin is reacting to something and my body is trying to tell me a message that I need to, my body's clearing something out of its system that it doesn't like, and I work with that message, and until it's done messaging me with the skin reaction, then that's not sending me into a reactive mode, possible fight or flight reaction, burning out my adrenals. It's not sending me into concern mode, which then a cascade of biochemical reactions happen in the body. So there's just a way that we have that is definitely part of the Western paradigm, in particular American, that influences us in a way that makes it easier, it seems like, to conclude that there's something wrong when we see something like the example I just gave. So there's it's all in our mind. So I could be driving, Randy, you and I can be driving in the same traffic jam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could be using the time. So let me give an example. When I used to commute to my first teaching assignment in the public school system locally in Florida, I had an hour in traffic each morning, and what I did with that hour was I treated myself with Reiki every morning as I drove in traffic, and I got to school just so relaxed. it was my time of day. It gave me the time to get my daily self-treatments in for years, and it helped upgrade my vibration, so I'm able to be here on this call with you and the audience and helping to clear the audience. So it's contributed to my life and contributed to who I've become, whereas there's the other version of reaction to traffic that we all know of that I don't need to go into. So there's a lot behind that title, but there's a couple of samples of it.
Wow. That's very, very interesting. I mean, it's just it's a different way of phrasing thinking positive, using the positive way of life, you know, rather than falling into, you know, funks of negativity and that kind of stuff. So you lived in Asia in the Asian culture for 10 years. What did you learn from immersing yourself in that culture?
I think that the biggest takeaway that can benefit any listener is that in my upbringing in America, I spent my whole childhood going out in nature every single day after school with my older brother and playing in the woods and real raw rural woods about a half an hour south of Boston, and connected to whatever it is that's in nature. And sensing that bigness, the bigger backdrop to all of life it was just a natural thing for me to do. And so living then, going intentionally to the source of who knows energy and works with energy and acknowledges energy and acknowledged energy long before we ever started using the word in its current meaning in America and in the West, we make our paradigm here, the way we structure our laws and policies and industry and medicine and food culture and the entire culture, all the legs that contribute to creating what our experience is in America, which is what my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, goes into in depth. contributes to us sensing as Americans that stuff is solid and built if it's physical. And in the yogic tradition, so I'm a yoga teacher trained in India, and one of the questions that they asked about 5,000 years ago was, where do we have more power, over the external world or the internal world? And you can see from whatever little tidbit you may know of meditation or yoga, their answer was obviously the internal world, because the entire yogic tradition and meditation tools and all of the yogic sutras are all based on the wisdom to work with oneself. So there's an entirely opposite, and it's really, really interesting because it's helped move into, and we'll talk about this as we go into talking about the nature of what all that's changing right now, but it seems like to us the physical is what's solid and real, but in fact nothing is able to become physical until it's been in energy first. And so very simply, if I have an idea to build a building, that idea is a thought first, mm-hmm. and it's a creative juice, and then I get the idea to contact this contractor and contact this architect and contact this development or developer and contact this real estate agent. So there's more ideas of creativity, creating something physical ultimately. It's a really mundane, everyday concrete example, but in regards to our mind-body-spirit system, there's a whole lot that contributes to creating something becoming physical. And so it's a reorientation, really, in looking at the power of, so it's well beyond the positive thinking idea in American, it's well beyond affirmations. It's that our thoughts are containing energy. And when we have a certain type of thought over and over again, it creates a more developed pathway of energy that creates kind of a tone. And that tone is a frequency, and then that frequency creates and brings around to us all sorts of other energies that contribute to creating something more eventually concrete. So it's a reorientation of working within oneself instead of outside of oneself.
Okay. Okay. How does that relate to the Newtonian physics versus the quantum physics? Is that basically what you're saying, or is that a different thought process?
You said the best question to follow up what I just said with. We didn't even rehearse this, you guys. That's a great question. It's that the Newtonian physics is based on, if you just look at Isaac Newton, looking at the apple falling onto the head and assessing that that is gravity, that anything put in the air freely will fall down. That's predictability. And so I use the example frequently. If we're playing pool and I have my cue ball and I have my stick and I hit it in this certain way, I can predict where it's going to direct the ball I want to go in the pocket. That's Newtonian physics. The laws are very physical, they're very solid, they're very real, they're very predictable. And we're still basing our paradigm in the West, particularly in America, on that. Even though in the early 1900s, quantum physics was already making discoveries that still haven't infiltrated our paradigm, but that's what's happening now. That quantum physics, for example, they have the understanding of the observer effect. And I'm going to do some theta healing, and that's created by Vaiana Stibel, and I'm going to be, it's created by the understanding of, from her understanding of the observer effect that quantum physicists used or discovered. All of a sudden, I can't speak. the observer effect is when a scientist was looking into a microscope and he was getting ready to do an experiment, and that meant he was getting ready to cause a reaction to the thing he was studying on the slide. Before he even did the physical manipulation to the thing on the slide with his tools, the thing on the slide reacted as if he had.
Wow.
So, yeah, that led to a whole plethora of further research and understandings. And when I go into this in depth in my book, and when Einstein was confronted with the implications of this, he actually steered himself away from it and went over to the theory of everything because it was too big of an implication that interconnectivity, our ability to affect other things with our thoughts, the non-separation that Newtonian physics locks in place. So Randy, you and your physical body, your hands, they can outstretch, your fingers can touch my body if you reach out. And I'm over here standing here with my physical body. So I end here, you end there, and we can connect if we reach our physical arms to each other. But that's not what's being said in quantum physics, that we're all interconnected at a level of consciousness. And that things change and move in unpredictable ways, and that things change and jump and leap in quicker ways than the concrete, sequential, step-by-step ideas of Newtonian physics. A lot of implications to it.
That's so fascinating. I mean, I know that we're shifting in thought process away from the Newtonian physics and more into the quantum physics, and that at some point the idea, the other one will be antiquated. So you have this gift of energy, and people call you the lightning bolt. Why do they call you that?
I was actually just talking with one of my clients yesterday about this. When people experience a session with me on the table, they can feel the electricity. They can feel the actual jolting. They can feel the reactions. Their bodies jump. Their legs will, you know, when you're laying in bed right before you go to sleep and sometimes your legs will jerk?
Yes.
It's like that. So the energy is getting through where their muscle or their they've had a clamp down on energy and there's stagnancy. So I'm directing energy into the area that has a stagnancy, and their body will jump as a reaction to the energy getting through, because the energy, or qi, as the Chinese call it, is a part of the qigong phrase, or qi, as the Japanese call it, as part of the reiki phrase, or prana, as the yogic masters call it, as part of their way of labeling the life force that moves through us, as it's containing electricity and magnetism. There's two different properties to it, as it's been studied thus far from measurable tools that measure its qualities. And so the electricity is getting through, let's say, a muscular contraction, and so that will cause the muscle to leap and jump as it changes and shifts with this new input of the energy. So people feel, I've even had one woman say to me, oh my God, this is like putting my head into an electric voltage over on the wire circuit. I haven't felt this before. So people feel the energy with me, whereas they're not as used to feeling the energy when they've had treatments perhaps from others.
Okay.
So it's like a
okay.
Through them.
That would be really a really great experience. We talked about doing a group healing here. So would we possibly feel that without being physically touching?
So that's interesting. It's been a learning curve for me. So I, when I got back to the States, I learned of theta healing, and I got trained as an advanced practitioner in theta healing, because I was guided to use this as it's a great, great tool to really get at subconscious blocks and move people beyond their perceived limitations and perceived patterns. And I picked it up because apparently it was for me to be using in groups. I've done a lot of group healing. But she instructs us to say it silently. I'm the only one who does it out loud. And I do it out loud because of my background as a meditation teacher and a meditator. And I can see how the everyday thinking mind in its busyness appreciates the voice. And I've had lots of people tell me my voice is really soothing. So I can do group healing silently. And I've been doing that increasingly, but people keep giving me the feedback. They want to hear my voice, so I keep saying them out loud, too, because of the soothing quality. People use the theta healing. I have a Tuesday night call every week, and they use it to go to sleep. I've even had somebody say to me, I've replaced my sleep medication with your recordings, unbeknownst to me that she's even had a sleep issue. Another woman had said to me when I was doing these clearings on a telesummit interview, I was clearing out beliefs around the heart, because it was a happiness after divorce summit. And as I was doing the clearings on the heart chakra, the chakra system is one of the models I use to work through it, and as a map to understand where different beliefs get locked down into the body and affect the body. So knowing I was on a divorce summit, I used the beliefs I know that the heart chakra, this is from my 20 plus years in studying energy medicine and my yogic studies in India. And so I was doing these clearings for the heart chakra, and her left shoulder had apparently, I didn't know this, but I was doing the clearings, Randy, her left shoulder apparently unblocked. She'd had a block there for I don't know how long, but quite a long time, and it stayed unblocked. So you'll get, it's possible you'll get, it's likely, apparently, you'll get physical results, because it's not just theta healing that's happening, it's a vibrational upgrade that's happening. And I just renamed my energy medicine. If you look at my everything that I do, it's about food, it's about the body, it's about the thoughts, it's about the sleep quality, it's about everything that contributes to creating our mind, body, and spirit system. If we're working with each aspect of it as a way to understanding how what we do contributes to our high vibration or deflates our high vibration, then it's a vibrational upgrade that we're going for here, to have more light, to be lighter, to feel more joy, to have more alignment with what it is and more clarity with what it is we're here to do and what makes our heart sing. So as we go through this vibrational upgrade, it's not just the out loud clearings in the actual subconscious blocks that I'm reprogramming. I'm also, as you're listening to my voice, it seems like this has been happening increasingly. It's been fun to discover as people give me feedback in workshops. My field just clears people of blocks. I was with a woman in a metaphysical store like 4 years ago, and we were talking about something, and it had nothing to do with her ears blocked. And 10 minutes after talking with her, she explodes into the conversation, "Oh, my God, my ears just unblocked." And I looked at her quickly because I didn't even know her ears were blocked. And she said, "I've been trying to get these unblocked for 6 months. I haven't been able to. It's just unblocked. Well, talking to you. Oh, my God." She was so cute.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
And you know, and having read your background, I was a little bit concerned that we would have trouble connecting, because sometimes when I have people that are energy healers or spiritual mediums or whatever, sometimes we have a really hard time connecting on this show, physically connecting. The energy just does something to it. So I'm really grateful that we're able to talk like this. So why don't we go ahead and do this group healing, because I know I'm really excited to experience it. I'm sure everyone else is.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to just take a few moments to describe and help people understand what to expect.
Okay.
So you don't want to be driving while you're listening to these or receiving these clarities. You don't want to be doing anything that you need to pay conscious alert attention to, because like I've had people, when I hit a block that's yours, people have their heads have like knocked back to the wall and they've gone to sleep. It's really a fascinating process to watch too. Whenever I hit unconsciousness or subconscious, it's not conscious thought yet. So it's subconscious and unconscious. So it's like, whoa. And sometimes the conscious mind just seems to need to knock out in order to allow the vibrational upgrade to happen or the block to be cleared. It's wild. So you don't want to be needing conscious attention with whatever you're doing. Listen to the recording later, please. You're going to hear me say, "Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the police, da da da." Then you're going to hear me say, "Show me." And the "show me" part is me commanding that it's based on the observer effect that, okay, so I'm observing this, so I'm saying show me, so I can observe the change in you. When I am saying creator, Randy, it's wild. I there's an element of my 416-page book goes into the sciences, all the science that's available now to help explain the consciousness of the chi or the ki or the prana or the vital life force energy. But there's an element of this, and Vienna Stabo has done a great job explaining the science behind theta healing. It's only one of the six modalities I use. It's part of my package of tools, and then I created my own. So I just want to be clear, this isn't mine. But I use it. It's a great tool, but I've also created my own energy medicine that I do, and that's part of my vibration. When there's an element of it that I can't explain the reaction. So when I say creator, it is commanded. I don't know if I'm talking to the creator in you or if I'm talking to the creator, the big one, source creator. It's just phenomenal to watch. So I'm going to go ahead and get up into theta. So I'm going to need just about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know, but... creator, it is commanded, please. You pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at all of the listeners, both now and in the future's past life history levels. I am meant to suffer. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to suffer. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at all the listeners' past life history levels. Life is full of suffering. Yes. Replacing it with life is full of suffering. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around life being full of suffering. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history levels. Life is full of ease and joy. No. Replacing it with life is full of ease and joy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of life being filled with ease and joy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about each of your day-to-day lives with life being filled with ease and joy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of life being filled with ease and joy as children of this universe in human bodies on planet Earth right now. The highest and best, with grace and ease, show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history levels. All is well? No? Replacing it with all is well? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around all being well and not being well. Show me. Clearing. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief on all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I don't have enough. Yes. Replacing it with I don't have enough. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief on all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I don't have enough money. Yes. Replacing it with I don't have enough money? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I don't have enough time? Yes. Replacing it with I don't have enough time? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I don't have enough energy. Yes. Replacing it with I don't have enough energy. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you clear any and all free-floating wants and trauma around not having enough time, energy, money. Show me. Creator, it is to manage you download the feeling of having more than enough time, energy, money, whatever it is the heart's desiring. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with more time, more than enough time, energy, money, whatever it is their heart is desiring. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of having more than enough of abundance, their highest and best with constant ease. So I'm going to start to talk again and let you guys slowly come out of that. You want to, I know that everybody listens to these over and over again who receive these clearings, and you're going to gradually, I know, like after I had my advanced training, advanced practitioner's training, 3 weeks later, I was putting my key in the door to my house, and I was like, oh, wow, that's a new thought. So these creative states, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I feel a little sleepy. Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm able to bring you down into more of an alpha, and what's called theta healing. So we exist in a beta brainwave state every day, and then we go down to alpha and then theta, and theta is where we REM from, and then delta and gamma. So alpha is usually what we're at when we meditate, and theta is what we just did. So, yeah, your body is like, hey, it's sleep time.
Oh, gosh. There's so much that we can talk about. I'm going to have you back on because the time that we're together is just not going to be enough. I have so many things I wanted to bring up.
Always happens, Andy. Every interviewer. So, yes.
There's so much. So, let's see. What do you mean when you... What did you say?
I just wanted to correct one thing real quickly. I'm no longer on air with my radio show on Voice America.
Okay.
I came off... Yeah. I did 2 years and 3 months of it around the December 21st, 2012 shift, or the marker that has been used for the shift we're in right now. But I've since come off of that and I'm doing different things now.
Okay, great. Well, we're definitely going to have you back. There's just, I just have so many things to ask you. But we still have a little bit of time. So,
yeah, what's the question? What do you want to know? What did you want to ask the most? This is going to juice you, Randy. What are you most excited about knowing?
Well, so how do we restore or increase the magic in our lives?
Just exactly what that tone and energy behind your well is full of, the play and the trusting of the play. I have had more clients say to me, after working with me with regular sessions for, I don't know, like usually around the two-month mark, I haven't felt like this since I've been a child. And there's this level of, I'm almost done writing my second book right now, and one of the chapters is we take ourselves too seriously. When we listen to our mind, and when we haven't learned some kind of practice from meditation to not listen to our thoughts and to just know that they're thoughts, and we can pick and choose what ones we want to listen to because which ones are going to make us feel good. We're here to feel good. We're here to thrive, and our health thrives when we're in joy. So the idea that it's all serious and I have to do this and I'm obligated and there's responsibilities and it's burden and it's heavy, those are all just beliefs at some level that were created by either the parents you grew up under, observing how they did life, or your entire community, or your entire society, or you had a past life where you were burdened as, like, I don't know. So it's just incredible when people start working with just the simple act of observing, did that thought lead you to feel good? Because what
okay.
is your purpose here? What if your actual purpose here was to feel good? And that's all.
That's a heavy thought.
Yeah. It's meant to be
thought.
Light.
Right.
This
really?
Is the exact reconditioning. No, Randy, this is the exact reconditioning that I was talking about. When you asked that brilliant question, what did you learn over there? It's turn it inside out. It's not the physical reality. That is where our power is. So one of the things that happens is Americans have to create not have to. Nobody has to do anything. It's all choice. That's the point. So we are actually choosing to have a busy life on the surface of life, running around, doing errands, taking the kids here and there, when we don't have to choose that. We could be choosing to create a little self-care time where we start to come inside and observe and create some kind of practice that helps us in our day-to-day life when we're out there on the physical plane with more space between us and our thinking mind, which grows that presence of the higher self or something beyond the thinking mind, which grows more magic.
Yeah, I love that. I love that outlook. That's really amazing. And it really is. It's pretty easy to shift if you just adopt that kind of thinking.
Yeah. It is that easy. Yeah, that's the point, Randy. It is that easy. It's just a choice. It's just that easy. And then over and over and over and over again, choose it. And when you don't choose it and you're choosing suffering, just don't make yourself bad and wrong to end up suffering more for following that thought or creating burden in your life. Just pull back off of it and go, okay, so what would create more ease here? And then start about creating
ease. Right.
It's so simple to overlook.
Yeah, I mean, the question that I want to ask you, and we don't have a whole lot of time to go over it, but I'm an empath. I have a page on Facebook called Empath Society, and I have so many thousands of people that write to me and say, I'm so sensitive, and it's such a burden in this life. If you are sensitive to the energies around you, and it is creating a heaviness in your life, what do you do?
Okay, Randy, you are opening up. Yes, I can need to come back on, and I'm actually I've been doing increasing work in the last year and a half with people all over the globe. I've been coming out with trainings and teaching energy medicine now, in effect, not only to help people become their own practitioners, but to help people understand how to work with their own energy. There is a call to what you're doing. It's so important for what you're doing because we are in a shift, opening up to the era of humanity's spiritual awakening, which includes the awakening of our consciousness. Which means that we're going to feel and absorb. We're opening. We're not closing down. So in this opening time, learning how to work with our fields is essential. And so the number one thing I would do, here's a quick tool. Go on YouTube, look up Doreen Virtue. God bless her and her work. I don't do a lot of frou-frou work with angels.
Doreen Virtue?
Archangel, okay. She has a clearing video. Doreen Virtue and Archangel Michael. She has a fabulous clearing video you could watch every day. You could sage. Sage has been scientifically studied, because that's what speaks in our society, to pull out the positive ions, which is actually negative energy. So if you sage around your field every morning when you get up, also notice, you just slow down and be more observant. Notice when you leave someone in an interaction with someone how your energy is. Is it up or is it down? And if it's down, understand that perhaps if it happens another time and then a third time, you might want to keep your distance from that person. We are meant to groom our teeth, our hair, and our energy fields. It's in this day and age, it's now at that point, because so it's all opened. And so we're sponges. We don't end, like I was saying before, where our physical bodies end. So, yes, we are absorbing energy.
Right.
And our culture has given us the tools to understand how to work with our energy fields. That's exactly what my work is doing. Great question.
Okay, perfect. And that's what we're going to, right, that's the next show that we're going to do. And I will let all my empath followers know, because this is something that they are just craving, this information. So we will do that next time. Can you take about 2 minutes? Really, that's kind of all the time we have. If there's anything that I haven't talked about that you feel is really important to talk about.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me tune in and see. It's just the seriousness of the mind and what I'm seeing really in my, I want to use the word advanced folks, but it's really in everybody. There is this stress on the fifth chakra, which is the chakra, yes, for communication, but what's not as commonly known is it's the one that is for creation and choice. Our free will, human free will, sits at the fifth chakra, the throat, the place where we can say and voice yes or no. So it's a different set of will than is our third will, the third chakra, which is the will center for manifesting, creating new things in a more physically tangible way. The fifth chakra's element is ether, so it's more of, once we hit the heart chakra on up, and they're all energy centers in our body that align along our central spine, and the chakras are intersections of mind, body, and spirit. So the fifth chakra is an intersection of the higher will to use, that we're here with, equipped with, in order to choose what's going to create more vibrancy for ourselves. And as we choose that, that ebullience, that joy is felt by those. And that's why the empaths are going nuts right now, because the shift is in the big baby stages where people are just starting to work with their thoughts. And so everybody's opened and they're sensing the negativity, but the shift is to start to understand this time is about learning that we are co-creators. The earth is the way it is right now because of the thoughts we've allowed ourselves to have for the centuries we've had, not just the toxicity at the physical level. It's mm-hmm. a consciousness that's being cleared right now. It is a consciousness okay. that is getting raised right now. Yeah. So choosing what's going to bring more joy, and obviously you can't choose what's going to make you naturally, inherently feel joyous if it's going to hurt someone else. It's just not the universal law. It just doesn't work that way. So if you're choosing more joy for yourself, and that's going to most likely, if not all the time, be what you're here to do, your purpose. And then you'll increase your clarity because you'll get wisdom on how to continue to choose more of that, because it's bringing down your higher self in your physical body, grounded in your life, and you're creating from there in that joy and that alignment, and other people are feeling it around you, and it's uplifting all. That's why I call what I do vibrational upgrade. That's what we're doing right now on the planet. It's
okay.
Brilliant.
Oh, we could go on and on. This is great. This is great stuff. It's so fascinating. And I do want to know more. But we only have a few minutes left. And I've got to do my closing, which means I've got to say goodbye to you. But I want to thank you so much. And I'm going to email you when the show is over and offer you some dates. And we'll have you back on. And we'll do some more of this.
Yes.
This is fascinating stuff. I mean, you're so knowledgeable and so gifted. So What a pleasure to have you here. So thank you. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you very much for having me on. Likewise, it's been a pleasure. Really, I look forward to more.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. Have a wonderful day. Take care. So unfortunately, we are out of time for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. My website is also randygfine.com. And if you visit that, that's my hub. That's where I have links to everything I do. There's links to all my shows. There are hundreds of articles that I've written and also articles that I want to share with you because I think that your life will benefit by reading them. But there's something for everybody there. And also there's links to the life issues counseling that I do, and you can check out my policies there. On the second Friday of every month, I will be taking your calls and answering your questions about narcissistic abuse. So feel free to call in, check my page on randygfine.com, check A Fine Time for Healing, my radio show, and you can get links to that. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
But we can't wait.